This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The human toll of the new coronavirus in the United States hit a magnitude not seen since mid-May, with nearly 1,600 deaths recorded in 24 hours. It also has surpassed another stark reminder of how deadly the virus is. According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 150,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the U.S., more than any other country. Brazil nears 89,000 deaths. Worldwide, more than 662,000 people have died. Meanwhile, China also reported its highest single-day case total in 3 months, announcing 101 new infections and sporadic regional outbreaks. And French health authorities reported 1,392 additional confirmed cases Wednesday, the highest daily increase in more than a month. At this hour, nearly 17 million people globally are infected with COVID-19. U.S. officials say Russian intelligence officers are spreading disinformation about the coronavirus pandemic through English-language websites. The aim is to exploit a crisis that America is struggling to contain before the November presidential election. Russian officials are rejecting the accusations as, quote, conspiracy theories, end quote, and, quote, a persistent phobia, end quote. One site singled out by the U.S. has posted response denouncing the American assertions as, quote, categorically false, that it was linked to Russian military intelligence service or involved in propaganda. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has launched underground ballistic missiles. The launch is part of an exercise involving a fake aircraft carrier in the Strait of Hormuz. That's according to state television report Wednesday, and represents the latest barrage in a drill that saw two American bases temporarily go on alert over Tuesday.